has joined.
Today's class is Musar. You'll find the handout on the revealed wisdom. Actually, you'll find it on the unique astrological times link, which is underneath the two pictures on the right of every Yeshem web page. When the unique astrological times landing page opens up, scroll down almost to the bottom where you'll find a section titled Musar. And the second link under that section, Musar, is The Path of the Just by Chaim Luzzatto, the Ramchal. When you click on that link, it opens up to a title page, so to speak. And the first link on that page doesn't appear to have a link, but it does. It's called Introduction. And when the introduction opens up, scroll down to section 21. We'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud, Kudsha Barichu, Ishkinte, Bibhilu, Urchimu, Udhilu, Udhilu, Urchimu, Leakta, L'shem, Yudhe, Bavavhe, Beyichuda, Shalim, B'shem, Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah, Vayhino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu kanenei aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu kanenehu. Ha'ahava kimo kein im lo nishtadal v'kavo ota bilvav ano v'kavach kol ha'am tzim amigim o tonau laza ech nimtzae beno. Likewise, for love of Hashem, if we do not exert ourselves to implant it in our heart through all the means which lead to this, how will it exist within us? Question being asked, we know we're supposed to love God, love Hashem, but if we don't exert ourselves to love Hashem, if we don't make the effort, how is it going to stay within us? How are we going to awaken it? Verse 22, paragraph 22. Me'en yavo hadavakot, v'hachat lat hatot, v'nafshot nu amo yitbarech, V'yam Torato im lo nisa al gedolato v'yarum amnoto asher yol laid v'yavano hadavakot hazeh. From where will come the cleaving and the passion in our souls to the blessed Hashem and His Torah? And if we don't give attention to His greatness and exaltedness, which instills in our hearts His cleaving. This paragraph is describing, how do we cleave to God? By making an effort, by recognizing His exaltedness and His greatness. But if we don't pay attention to that, we take it for granted. We don't cleave to Hashem. paragraph 23. Echatahar Mahashavot Yainu Imlo Nishtadal Nakota Min Hamomin Samatil Blo Hatava Hagof Me Rehamidut Kolim Atsarikut Kimo Kainti Kun Vihashira Mioshrim Umi Itakonam Im Lo Nashim Lev Alaihu Alaihim Willo Need Kadak Bedavard Kadok Yadol. How will we purify our thoughts if we don't exert ourselves to cleanse it from the imperfections instilled in them by physical nature? And what if all our character traits, who likewise are in need of so much rectification and correction, who will correct them and who will rectify them if we do not attend to them and are not exceedingly meticulous in this effort? We have to do the work. This is what we are being taught here. We have to do the work. Nobody else can do it. Nobody else will do it. Paragraph 24.
Hallo imenenu al hadavar ayon umite hayinu mutsayim uoto al hamito umatavim liatsamenu vimalavadim oto liach rim umativim Lachem gam kein hu Masa amar shalama Im tavakishna kakasef Bekamat monim kachapashana Oz tavin yiriyat Hashem.
If we truly examined the matter, we would discover the truth of this, thereby benefiting ourselves and teaching it to others to benefit them also. And this is what Shlomo said: if you will seek it as silver and search for it as buried treasure, then you will understand the fear of Hashem. This is a verse from Mishlei, from Proverbs. To understand fear of God requires us to make the effort to understand fear of God. If you make the effort, if you do the work, then you will know, you will have learned it, and then you have a responsibility to teach it to others. Page, paragraph 25.
Inu Omer Astavin Sophia Astavin Akona Astavin Rufua Astavin Dinim Astavin Vilakot Ela Astavin Yirat Hashem Hari Elohim. Ha'ira tzarich levakesh otach hakasef ulchapash otach temit bonayim. Adi eifu b'mashemalomed lanu me'avotanu. Uvameshefamafurisem Atel kol bein deat derech kalal. He didn't say, then you will understand philosophy, then you will understand astronomy, then you will understand medicine, then you will understand legal decisions, then you will understand laws, but rather, then you will understand the fear of Hashem. Behold from here that to understand the fear of Hashem, one must seek it like silver and search for it like buried treasure. It is sufficient then that we have been taught by our forefathers, and what is familiar to every observant person in a general sense. To understand the fear of God, one has to seek it with passion, like you're running after money, kesef, like you're looking for buried treasure. You would have a passion if you thought there was buried treasure under your feet. You'd start digging and you'd keep digging and keep digging and you would never stop. This is the idea of what you must do in order to receive the understanding of the fear of God, of the Yirat Hashem. Paragraph 26. Oh, Hana Maitza, Zamin Lekosha Ar Haliki, Ayon Vilayon Hazer. Lo yihye zaman. Is it conceivable that we find time for all other branches of study, but not for this study of Torah? Paragraph 27. Lama lo yikayava adam le atzamo atim le pachot le hasatakalot hazeim mukarach ubeshareyat zaminu lefanot el ayonim o el asakim acherim. Why shouldn't a man set aside for himself, at least, fixed times for this study, if he is forced for the rest of his time to turn to other studies or other affairs, other business? But we need to have fixed times for Torah study in order to cleave to Hashem. So what does that mean? I schedule a class. Is that a fixed time for study? The answer is, for you,
coming to that class, it is a fixed time for study. But you have to come every day at that time. If you come once a week, that's good, but coming every day is better. What is your commitment to learn this material? There are times in our lives when we cannot study like that. We can't do it every day. We have to earn a living. But there also comes a time when we can study every day. And we have to make the commitment that the same time every day we do the study. And what if there's a telephone call? What if there's an interruption? What are we to do? Do we answer the call? Do we do the work of the mitzvah, that it's a chesed to answer the call and not make somebody go through the motions of leaving a message? These are questions you each have to answer for yourself. But you need to set the fixed time for study in the morning, in the afternoon, and in the evening. A fixed time for study. Without it, you can learn all of the Torah you can absorb, but you will never understand Torah. Paragraph 28. Wehine ha-katuv omer Ein yirat Hashem Hiyo Hachma v'yamaru Revotonu Zil Ein achat Shekein b'lashon yoni Kurin lachat ein hari shehi raya ayo hachma wechaya levada hachma uod wodi shein nikara hachma ma Shein bo ayon. Behold, Scripture says, ten, fear of God, this is wisdom. Our sages of blessed memory commented, ten refers, hints to one, for in Greek, one is designated as hen. Behold, that fear of Hashem is considered wisdom, and this alone is true wisdom. And certainly that which does not require investigation cannot be called wisdom. Pasuk 29, paragraph 29. Ach ha'emet, ha'yo ki ayon gedol tzari al kol hadavarim ha'ele ladat otem be'emet velo al tzad adamion ve'chasivera Akozavat Goshikain Likanot Otem Ruhashigam. In truth, a great amount of analysis is needed in all of these things. If they are to be known in truth, not as imagination and deluded logic, how much more so to acquire them and attain them? You're seeing here three different levels of attainment, of study. To attain something in Torah requires the work. To attain that, we have to go through a level called acquiring them. And to acquire them, we have to go through the idea of imagining them. We have to go through the level of truth. Paragraph 30. Tavonin Bam Yira Shain Hachi Sadut Talevi Biotem Bedavarim Shihishavu Umatahi Sadim Atafi Shiam Ela Bedavari Shelamot Amiti Bechachma Rabba. He who contemplates into these matters will see that piety does not depend on those things which the foolishly pious think, but rather on true perfection and great wisdom. Do you want to attain wisdom, great wisdom? The answer most people would say is yes, of course. But to do that requires certain things that limit your desires. How can limiting something give you expanded memory, expanded consciousness? This is what we will be studying. Paragraph 31. Uma shemishi shemashi revano alav hashalom malmadanu beamru viata Yisrael mahashem lalakich shoal meamich kim leira et Hashem belakich lalachet bekol derakiv ulachava oto ulaboda et Hashem elkicha bekol devivcha bekol ubechol nafshecha leshamor Et mitzvot Hashem v'et hakativ. This is what Moshe, our teacher, peace be unto him, teaches us, saying, and now Israel, what does the Lord your God ask of you? And that, but that you fear that the Hashem your God to walk in all his ways and to love him and serve the Hashem your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and to keep the mitzvot of Hashem and his statutes. are we being taught? Love Hashem and walk in His ways. Or is it walk in His ways and you will then eventually become loving Hashem? Paragraph 32. Kain Khalil Kal Khaliki Shelimod Havoda Anaratit Lishamo Yit Baruch Awehem Haira Achalika Bedarakiv Aechava Shelimod Alevishamirat Kol Hamitzvot. Here he encompassed all the divisions of perfection of divine service, that is desirable to the blessed Hashem. They are fear Hashem, walking in His ways, love of Hashem, wholeheartedness, and observance of all of the mitzvot. There are five levels that are described here, starting at the lowest, or maybe not the lowest. By observing all the mitzvot, we connect to Hashem wholeheartedly. We learn wholeheartedness, followed by loving Hashem. When you love Hashem, you walk in His ways to emulate Him. And when you are walking in His ways, you come to understand the concept of fearing Hashem. Which is lower, love or fear? Which is higher, walking in His ways? Or wholeheartedness? I could give you the answers, but that would be spoon-feeding. Contemplate it. You'll find the answers. Pasuk 33. Aira hirat romemoto yitabarich sheyayara yeira milafaniv kemo sheyir Bilafeini Melech Gadol Nora Wivush Umegadolato Alko Hatanua Shehi Shehuvo Vahatinoa Kosakin Bedavaru Nev betafalu obiastiku betorato. Fear Hashem. This is fear of the exaltedness of Hashem. Namely, that one fears before Him like he would fear before a great and awesome king, feeling abashed by His greatness before making any movement before Him, all the more so when speaking before Him in prayer or studying His Torah. Pasuk 34, paragraph 34. Ahilika bedaraki kulal kalainain yosher hamidot betakunim wehu mashabi yaru zal mahi rahum afata rahum wegomer. Wekalil kol zeshenahag Adam komedotiv Wekomine peolotav Alfi hayosher ha-wechamusir. Walking in his ways. This includes all matters of uprightness and correction of character traits. This is what our sages of blessed memory explain. Just as he is merciful, be also merciful. The general principle of all this is for one to conduct all of his traits in all the variety of his deeds according to what is just and ethical. We're finally getting to the bottom of what does it mean to walk in his ways. And it's the paragraph is clear as written. Please hold on a second. Paragraph 35.
Uklalo hakminu zal kalshehi otefirat leoseya v'tafi eret Love lo min ha adam atahinu kol ha hi holech el hakalit ha chatava v'yametayit deheinu shetu ladate hazok v'torah v'takin ach what amidiniot.
Our sages of blessed memory summarize this saying. Hold on, please. Come in. Thank you. You have a on section paragraph 35 in the English. Our sages of blessed memory summarize this saying, what is the proper path a person should choose for himself? Whatever is harmonious for the one who does it, and harmonious for other people, that is that which leads to the goal of true beneficence, namely strengthening of Torah and furthering of societal brotherliness. Any action you do depends on answering two questions. Is it harmonious for you to do? Does it feel good? And secondly, Is it harmonious for other people? Are you hurting others or are you benefiting others? If you're benefiting others and it feels good to you, then it's okay to do. But any other decision, any other of the other three options is definitely not strengthening Torah and not definitely not what we are supposed to do. Paragraph 36. Ha'ahava sheyihye nekava belev ha'adam ahava elyu yitavarich ad shetata orer nafsho le'asot nachat ruah lefanav kemo shelibo Mitaorer leasot nachat ruach leaviv ulimo letzitar im chasir zeh amatziut mit amatzdu o meacharim vikana Ishmach Shemacha Rabba Beyasoto Devar Mazeh. Love. That one has implanted in his heart love of Hashem until his soul is moved to do what is pleasing to him, just like his heart is moved to do what is pleasing to his father and mother. He will be painted if he or others are lacking in this. He will be zealous for it and feels great joy in doing something of this. This is the energy of Ahava. This is the energy of love. I'm going to stop here. There's I believe there's 52 paragraphs in this section. I didn't really verify it, but I did once before, and that's the number that I remember. So we're going to leave off here. This is part two of the introduction. And hopefully we'll complete part three next week. Does anyone have any questions? Shalom to all. Shalom Gadol.
Shalom. Thank you.
Thank you.
Shalom Gadol. Thank you, Hanok.